Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year to you.
Ford changed gears yesterday, announcing that it has canceled plans for a new factory in Mexico and will instead invest $700 million in its Flat Rock plant here in Michigan. That location will produce more electric and self-driving cars. Ford says it did not work out a deal with President-elect Donald Trump, but how much did his pressure have to do with this decision?
Well, a whole lot, indirectly, if not directly. Ford can read the election returns like anybody else, and they have no real interest in antagonizing the new president of the United States. This is a politically popular move, one that's certainly going to be popular in this country, and especially in Michigan, and will just remain to be seen whether they get off on a new foot with the new president.
Term limits will force Governor Rick Snyder out of office after his current term ends in 2 years. And we now have the name of the first candidate to formally announce a campaign for the job. Former state senator Gretchen Whitmer will be running for the Democratic nomination. What should people know about Whitmer?
You know, I'm waiting for the day when people announce they're running in the next election before the current election is over. But I'm going to talk a lot more about Gretchen Whitmer at 1:30 today. But she was the Democratic leader in the Senate, had a long legislative career. She's not the only person running. Bill Schuette's been running for a long time. Dan Kildee, the Democratic congressman from Flint, is widely expected to get into this race. Probably Brian Kelly will. But there's a difference between preparing to run and saying I'm in before people have recovered from the last one.
And Governor Snyder still has 2 years left on the job and will once again be working with a Republican majority in the state House and Senate. What do you see as the top issues for Snyder and the legislature in 2017?
Well, that's a real good question, and I would look, first of all, at what didn't get done in the lame duck session. If you are a teacher, especially a new teacher, and you think you have any chance of getting a pension from the state long term, you're probably deluding yourselves. They really want to force all teachers into some kind of a defined benefit 401k plan. There was an attempt made to sort of go after the benefits of other state and municipal workers that sort of died in the lame duck session. We'll have to see where that goes. And, of course, the governor has had as a priority, as have some lobbyists, the idea of reforming auto insurance for the catastrophic claims insurance to limit people. These attempts have been beaten off a couple times, but again, he's got a new, solidly Republican and conservative majority. We'll just have to see what gets done. I will predict, however, that something will come up that we don't even know about today, and that will become a major issue.
Jack, Candace Miller left Congress to become Macomb County's Public Works Commissioner, a job she took over on New Year's Day. If she was expecting a quiet segue into her new position, she didn't get one. She's now overseeing the response to the massive sinkhole in the city of Fraser that's affecting about 24 homes. And according to Miller, the heated politics from the campaign to become commissioner have carried over during the transition, I guess.
Well, someone once told me that Macomb County politics make the dismal swamp look like a Frank Lloyd Wright living room. It is a mess. She defeated a longtime commissioner. There's allegations of corruption. The Democratic county executive supported the Republican candidate. Republican congresspeople usually don't run for local county jobs, but Candace Miller did. This is something really to watch. Question is, are people going to be indicted? Anthony Morocco, the Democrat she defeated after a very acrimonious campaign, is, I think, refused to cooperate with her. She's got a rug in her office hiding a sewer cover with his name on it, I understand. So this will be entertaining, if nothing else, except, of course, for the people who live in the vicinity of the sinkhole. I don't know that anyone is really responsible directly. I mean, this, you have construction errors and you have things give way and the ground is volatile, but this is a great tragedy for people whose houses are being destroyed, and it could cost a lot of money long term for both Macomb County and the state. So she is getting, as you said, a baptism under fire.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, and hope this year is as entertaining as the last one.
I'm sure it will be. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.